My friend Bruce and Ingram, Mr. Bluegrass, says that Earl's 100th birthday is January 6th, Earl Scruggs. So he'll hit the 100th anniversary of his birth.
January 6th?
Yes.
So that will actually be Earl Scruggs Day.
What day of the week is January 6th?
Hopefully it's a Tuesday or Wednesday.
There are ways to do this more elegantly than I'm doing it.
We should throw a party for his birthday.
Why not?
What days it fall on?
I'm almost there. It's a Saturday.
Perfect.
It's a Saturday.
It's one more Saturday night.
All right, sure.
I don't know.
We should throw a birthday party for Earl Scruggs' 100th birthday.
Why not? All the clubs might be booked already. You know, they may have
probably
gotten the...
already in the works somewhere. Yeah.
Not here, though.
Maybe Orthodox Earl Scruggs' birthday is a week later.
Okay. I don't know.
For those devout followers.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, all of you. Derek, Joe, Andy, Greg. Time for one more. What do you want to close up with?
From under Cubic's kaleidoscope. I think we should do something with words. I like this choice. Or, yeah, let's do
Shoveling?
No, that's too long. Let's do what's like a fun beluga song? Let's do Single Girl. Let's do Greg's favorite song.
Thank you.
sounds like a band falling down the stairs right now. All right. You are tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley. Internet radio, WMCK.FM, McKeesport. And independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh. It's 12 noon. Little weather forecast there from the Cascades, 1963. I'm Jay Thurber, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WMCK.FM McKeesport. How are ya? It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your come loudly graduate of Chedwick Institute of Groove Porkology, Jay Thurber at 1203. More music time here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. A chance of showers this afternoon, mainly before 1 o'clock, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a high near 54. Showers overnight. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. It's 46 degrees. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. There's rain falling. It's cloudy skies. I heard it through the grapevine that it's 45 degrees. Here's Marvin Gaye on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, WRCT and WMCK.
Nah, not that thing again. Sing Melancholy Baby.
All right, we will.
Melancholy baby.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Come to me, my melancholy baby.
Baby,
come to me, my melancholy baby.
Come to me, my melancholy baby.
Cuddle up and don't be blue.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Oh,
all your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you.
Baby,
every cloud must have a silver lining.
Come to me, my melancholy baby.
Wait until the sun.
Pretty, sing it again.
Well, all right.
Come to me,
come to
my melancholy
me, baby. My melancholy
come
baby.
Me, my melancholy baby.
Why don't you cuddle up
baby.
And don't be blue?
Come to me, my melancholy
oh,
baby.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my honey, dear. Hold
yeah, yeah.
I kiss
the yeah, yeah.
waves, dear. Or else I may be melancholy too.
Melancholy baby.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Come to me, my melancholy baby.
Baby.
Pittsburgh's own Marcells on Radio 9. We have a traffic advisory from North Huntington Township Police. Avoid Route 30 near Palerino's Car Wash. All lanes of traffic closed due to a vehicle accident. That's in North Huntington Township. Here's Lonnie Mack with Wham! Seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Be fun.
Family style. Take a tip and keep your dial right here where you're listening.
This wonderful weekend
with your radio.
Hey,
Leo Sayer, who may or may not have been out of phase, I couldn't tell. If you could tell, you know, text me at Jay Thurber Show on Facebook or Twitter. Let's reach way back for the Paragons and let's just start all over again, huh? We have a message here from the West Newton Public Library. They recently received a donation of audio tapes to their shelves. Now, it says, for those of you who like to listen to tapes while you're in your vehicle driving to work, we are sure you will find something on our shelves for your listening pleasure. You can call them at 724-633-0798. If you have a car old enough that still has a cassette player in it. Wait a minute. What am I saying? I do. It's all right. Here's the Impressions on Radio 9.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Cause it's alright, whoa, it's alright. We're gonna move it slow. When lights are low, when you move it slow, it sounds like a moan. And it's alright, whoa, it's alright. Now listen to the beat, kinda pat your feet. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do, I'm a little soul, make life your goal, and surely something's gotta come to you
and say it's all right.
Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right.
A chance. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. Someday I'll find me a woman who will love and treat me real nice. Then my rose got to go, and my love she will know from morning, noon, and night.
And she's got to say it's all right.
Mm-hmm. Say it's all right. It's all right.
Have a good time. 'Cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right.
Everybody clap your hands. Now give yourself a chance.
Nice if they would have said something like, I don't know, something like this.
Radio 9!
Not now. I'm just saying that cassette tapes for your car might not be the killer app that the West Newton Public Library thinks it's going to be. That's all I'm saying. Here's Connie Francis.
They tell me that there's someone else. You read. And even when we kiss, that she's the one you're thinking of. I guess it's true, 'cause once or twice you called me by her name. I need you so, but now I know that you.
Francis on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 1224. Much more music time. New music from Heart of Gold coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I'm not making fun of the West Newton Public Library. They do good work down there. And they send us stuff for the radio calendar. I'm just saying that whoever unloaded all their cassette tapes on the West Newton Public Library, you did a naughty naughty. You should be ashamed of yourself. The Allegheny County is offering free.
Those
those oldies but goodies reminds me of.
First portion of the program, if you didn't notice, was pre-recorded. This morning was McKee Sports Salute to Santa Parade. I will post a link to that on my website at Jay Thurber Show. You can watch the coverage there. Thank you to Eric O'Brien and Dan Molesky and Jonathan and Steve Molesky and Annie Esminger and everybody else who came out to help us broadcast the Salute to Santa Parade from downtown McKee Sport this morning. What a spectacle. What a marvelous spectacle it really was. And, at the end of it, Santa Claus. I wasn't sure. Was Santa Claus going to be there? And there he was.
Everybody talks.
Who
about
could have
the
predicted
weather.
That?
Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
A great day for a parade, a great morning it was. Looking for sunny skies the rest of the day with a high near 45, clear overnight with a low of 31. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 51, Monday partly sunny, 49. And then on Tuesday, showers likely, high near 51. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 47 in Beaver County, 43 in Butler. It's 44 outside our weather window here in downtown McKee Sport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland at WRCT. 45 degrees right now.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
John from Brentwood called 412-385-7450. He wants to hear Johnny Cash. You say him, we
hey,
play him.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Will I ask him while he shined my shoes, how'd he keep from getting the blues? He grinned as he raised his little head, he popped his shoeshine rag, and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues. On your toes, get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, well, I sat and I
listened to the shoe shine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right. He took his shoe shine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, "You mighty little boy to be a working that way." He said, "I like it," with a big wide grin. Kept on a popping and he said again, "Get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues."
Johnny Cash by request. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 12:31. This is where the oldies come to play every Saturday. Here's Carole King. Much more music time, 412-385-7450. We are back on the scene with the record machine. We were across the street at the parade, but we are back in the studio here, the giant revolving ballroom of the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation. You can find me online at Jay Thurber Show on Mastodon and Facebook. This is the sound of war on Radio 9.
the sound of the penguins.
Hey, senorita, please let me take you home.
Make you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will.
Jay Burger.
Come on now. Got a smile. Get happy. Wow. Tune in and turn on. Oh.
Yeah, run and scare.
finish there on Running Scared. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Here's Bobby Darin.
Well, you can talk about your Julie and your Peggy Sue. You can keep your Miss Molly and your Mary Lou. When it comes to the chicken or the doing up, I got a girl they call the Queen of the Harper. Well, I love my queen. Do you know who I mean? Sweet little 16. Yes, that's my queen. Well, she wears short shorts and rock and roll shoes. You ought to see her dance to the Yellow Dog Blues. She's my sugar time baby. I'm a lollipop. And everybody knows I love my Queen of the Harper. Well, I love my
Hey, Nick, tell me about that party last night.
That party was banging. There were so many hot chicks there, dude.
I heard. Oh, no.
You all right, dude? John, are you there?
Distracted driving causes almost 6,000 deaths in the U.S. each year. If you aren't keeping your eyes on the road, you're endangering both yourself and your passengers. Don't be afraid to speak up.
Drive safe, PA.
This message has been brought to you by PennDOT and North Hills Senior High.
Screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In Pittsburgh. Mother-in-law.
Put me out. How could she stoop so
50. Much more music time. FSN News coming up for you at 1 o'clock. More music on the other side of that. We're going to Eric O'Brien is here. We had the Salute to Santa Parade this morning in McKeesport, and he was our Grand Marshal or Grand Poobah or whatever you want to call it. He was helping with the parade car that we had in the parade, and I don't know if any we were trying to talk to him over the two-way radio, but I'm not sure it was coming through. But anyways, he is the founder, besides hosting Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, which is heard on a galaxy of radio stations worldwide now, that and follows this mess on Saturday afternoons at 3 o'clock. He is the founder and also Grand Poobah of Pittsburgh Radio and TV Online, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary. So we're going to get him in here in a couple of minutes, and we're going to ask him about that website and how he's kept it. A 25-year-old website. How many websites, I mean, were even around 25 years ago, let alone to survive for 25 years? So that's kind of an achievement. So we'll talk to Eric in a little while. And, of course, stay tuned for him coming up at 3 o'clock here on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. Next weekend, I will be traveling for Thanksgiving weekend. So this show will be on tape. You can email jthurbershow@gmail.com if there's a request you want to get on for next week. Next week, the show will be pre-recorded, so please, no phone calls next week, but you can call this week if you want to. Or check in online.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans, I believe, are playing their final game. No, it's not the final game. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Grant your grace. Hope the cattle spit in my face. They're in a bowl game. They're in the ECAC Bowl today at Gesling Stadium. Kickoff is at 4 o'clock as the Carnegie Mellon Tartans host the Golden Eagles of Brockport. This is a game between the PAC champion and the Empire 8 champion. So your Carnegie Mellon Tartans, who are 9-1, including 9-1 in conference play, hosting the Brockport Golden Eagles, who are 5-1 in their conference. This is the first time these two teams have met in college football history. Carnegie Mellon has gone to 7 bowl games in the past. The ECAC, they right now are 3-4 in bowl games. So fingers crossed that they come up with a big win today in college football. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans and the Brockport Golden Eagles at 4 o'clock at Gesling Stadium in the ECAC Bushnell Bowl is what it's called. Let's get all you Bushnell Bowl fans out there for the big game. In basketball, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans women right now are playing Capital University at home. That game is scoreless right now. Just got underway a couple of minutes ago. The men's team will be taking on Penn State Brand at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock tip-off for that game, same time as the 4 o'clock kickoff for the football game. The Pitt Panthers men last night clouded up and rained on the Jacksonville Dolphins. Final score, Pitt 107, Jacksonville 56. And the Duquesne Dukes defeated the Bronx of Rider University yesterday by a score of 77-58.
Weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 45, clear overnight, low 31. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 51, clear Sunday night, low 27. Partly sunny Monday, 49. Tuesday, showers, 51. And then on Wednesday, chance of showers, partly sunny, and a high near 46 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 48 in Beaver County, 43 in Butler. It's 44. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 45 right now at WRCT with music from the Classics 4. Classics 4 with Traces. Here's Sam and Dave to take us to news time.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together. Give me some of that old soul clapping. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. You didn't have to squeeze me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. If you took your love somewhere else, I wouldn't know what it meant to be loved to death. You make me feel like I've never felt. Kissing so good, I have to holler for help. You didn't have to speak.
Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Features Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. This week, the leaders of the US and China held their first face-to-face meeting in a year. Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping agreed to resume military-to-military communications and made joint commitments on fentanyl and climate change. They met on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Cooperation Summit in San Francisco, from where Iris Spitzer sent this report.
U.S. President Biden called the talks with China's president productive and praised the agreement to resume military-to-military communications, as well as a commitment from China to help crack down on Chinese firms involved in producing the precursors to the powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl. The two leaders also discussed areas of disagreement, including Taiwan, where Biden said the U.S. will adhere to the One China policy, but that he expects Beijing not to interfere in Taiwan's upcoming elections.
This week, the U.S. averted a government shutdown. It ended with President Joe Biden's signature on the stopgap spending bill less than a day before the Friday midnight deadline, and will fund four federal agencies until January the 19th and the remaining until February the 2nd, at which point new funding will be needed to be agreed on to again prevent a government shutdown. This week, Israeli soldiers entered Gaza's main hospital, Al-Shifa, to follow up on claims, backed by the White House, that Hamas had a headquarters under the building. Forces say they found a tunnel shaft and a large weapons cache. It came as the United Nations Security Council passed its first resolution on the conflict after four previous drafts failed. FSN's Sally Patterson sent this report from UN headquarters in New York.
12 votes in favour and 3 abstentions from the United States, the United Kingdom and Russia. Speaking ahead of the vote, Malta, who proposed the resolution, said it offered hope in this dark hour. The resolution adopted on Wednesday demands compliance with international law, as well as safe and unhindered humanitarian access for United Nations agencies and their partners.
In the UK this week, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak fired his Home Secretary and appointed former Prime Minister David Cameron as his Foreign Secretary. Holly Barrett sent this report from London following the first meeting of the newly reshuffled cabinet.
This broader reshuffle, which has seen a new health secretary, a new environment secretary, a new home secretary as well after Suella Braverman was sacked, is designed by Rishi Sunak to be a reset ahead of the next general election. He wants the best possible team in place to get ready to fight that election. Some Conservatives feel that David Cameron's foreign policy wasn't very successful when he was Prime Minister, and they wonder whether he is the best man for the job.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSM.
Jay Thurber!
Had no brains at all. Stuff with rice pudding between the ears.
It is the responsibility.
Shortchanged by the Lord and dumb as a jackass.
Radio 9!
City, strung out on lasers and slashback blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Sells you new